This podcast is sponsored by God Save the Tea. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok for your daily tea and daily shade. Find the link in the description below. Well, hello everyone, it's Craig and I'm back again. I'm going to start with an apology. I know I am two episodes behind on this podcast. I've had a few issues regarding health, but that's another day. That's all under control now. So this episode, we're going back to episode two. I know we've had episode three and we've got episode four coming up tomorrow as well. But episode two, of course, was the Snatch Game. To be honest, in this episode, there's not much to cover workroom-wise because it's just a walk through with Rue. And so it's going to be quite a quick episode talking about Snatch Game, their runways and things like that. But let's quickly just recap last week at the ending. So last week, Shay blocked Trinity. Of course, do we think this was the right decision? I do, because they don't know what the next episode's going to be. They don't know what the next challenge is going to be. If they did, I would, of course, blocked Jinx, because we all know Jinx would snatch game. But also, Trinity might have snatched the Snatch Game as well, because we know her comedy skills throughout the seasons has grown and grown and grown. So yes, Trinity being blocked, 100% agree. So this week, of course, as I said, is Snatch Game. The guest judge is Daphne Guinness. Do you know what? That walk on the runway, she looked very uncomfortable, didn't she? Like she didn't want to be there or she was forced to be there. That walk was very, very uncomfortable. So coming back into the workroom, there weren't really that much to talk about from the episode previously, apart from Shay's reason for blocking Trinity, that she thought that she would be the one that could handle it best, all this and all that. Do I believe Shay was right with what she said or was being truthful? No, I don't. I really don't. I think Shay had a plan underneath all of that. I think she knows Trinity is a top competitor, and I just thought she blocked Trinity for that reason. So back into the workroom, around the table, of course, last week, get Money Exchange and Shay Calais got a legend star. And of course, Trinity was blocked. And you know what? The way they were talking about how they're going to handle this, how they're going to block queens, I totally agree that you're going to block the top competitor. The person that's got the most stars is going to be your target. Why would you not? It's just common sense. Stop that person from getting any further. They are now a target. So, of course, we've got Snatch Game, and it's not just one Snatch Game, but what's better than one Snatch Game? It's two Snatch Games. You can't get any better than that. I will agree, confessional person for this season, it's definitely the Viv. The Vivian is definitely the confessional person for this season. So, being Snatch Game, the winners that we've got on this season from previous season, so Trinity won her season on Snatch Game All-Stars, Jinx won her season, Shay won her season, and the Viv won her season as well. I won't lie, I'm getting very, very, very peeved. It might just be me. People might say, yeah, you're just overthinking it. But is it me or is Jinx getting a lot of airtime? She is getting a lot of airtime, a lot of camera roll. And we're not seeing that much more of the other queens. I just think Jinx is getting a lot and lot of airtime, which what you expect, really, to be honest with you. So walking through the workroom, of course, we know Trinity was first up. They didn't do all the queens on the walking through the workroom. That was quite surprising. So the ones we saw was Trinity, who, of course, we know is doing Leslie Jordan and Lucifer. Rue seemed to love the ideas at this, especially the Leslie Jordan one. Then we had Raja being Diana Breland and Madam. Rue was in stitches with this, so that went down well. Who else did we have? That's another one, actually. Let's try again. The other thing I did love with this is where she asked Raja about how did it feel coming back after all this time and doing another challenge. And Raja being very honest, saying it was actually hard work. It's not like riding a bike. That was really good to hear that queens don't just think because they won, they're going to sail through. They are actually struggling. They're finding it hard coming back because it is a challenge. There's a lot to go on this season. It's a winner's season. There's going to be so much pressure on these queens to perform so well. As I said previously, there's not much to talk about Workroom Rise before the actual Snatch game. So let's just jump straight into it. So we had Money Exchange in episode one, Snatch Game, we'll call it, playing Mike Tyson. Then we had Raja playing Madam. We had Viv playing Patsy from Absolutely Fabulous. We had Jinx playing Natasha Leon, if I said that right. Evie playing Rico Nasty. And we had Shay playing Elsa Majimbo. Jada playing Prince. So let's jump straight into it and my thoughts on these characters. So, of course, Money Exchange, she played Mike Tyson. And you know what? The lisp was absolutely, it had me chuckling. It's just the way she performed the lisp had me laughing. It was brilliant. And of course, you know what I'm going to do with these girls? Fuck them in the ass. It just had me chuckling for hours. Raja as Madam. Did you know what? The characteristics of this, she had this spot on the way she portrayed her body, moved everything. She moved herself as a puppet, which was absolutely amazing. The riding crops as the sticks for the puppet were an absolute brilliant idea. And the jokes were just on point. So then we had the Viv playing Patsy from Absolutely Fabulous. I love the look. She looked spot on to Patsy, but the jokes weren't there. It didn't give me Patsy. The accent, it weren't. She kept her Liverpool accent and it just didn't work. I loved the look and it was spot on, but it just wasn't there. I loved it. I did. And I was really hoping for this one, but sorry, Viv, it didn't work. But the other thing I noticed, she only got asked one question that was aired. So does that mean that her other answers and other things she'd done just weren't up to scratch to be edited in? And then we had Trinity as Lucifer, or Lucy with an I, or Michelle Visage, if you want to call her. How, do you know what? How she came up with this idea was absolutely amazing. We all see Lucifer the Devil as being this butch, manly character. So she decided to twist it on her head and make it camp. And do you know what? It worked an absolute treat. It was hysterical. It was brilliant. The look was polished. It was just comical. Jinx as Natasha, in all fairness, I won't lie, I didn't know who this was. I really didn't know who it was. And the accent was there. It was good. It was funny. She had some jokes. But to me, it sort of faded into the background. Then we had Evie as Rico Nasty. Sorry, no, I didn't like it. It didn't work. Yes, I know Rico Nasty is very loud and shouty, but to me, it was too OTT. It was way too much. I didn't get it. I didn't like it. It was one of the bottoms in that one for me for Snatch Game. And then we had Shay as Elsa Majimbo. I've seen a few videos of Elsa on TikTok, and she'd done the character well, with dressing gown with chips, sitting there. The jokes were there. It was good. It was a safe play. It really was a safe play. But Jada as Prince, I know Prince was very, very weird and very, very strange, but it seemed like she just gave up on this one. It was like a very laid back, very chilled. I got that she's trying to play Prince and his uniqueness and the way he is, but to me, it didn't work again. So yeah, to me, bottom three, I would say was Evie as Rico Nasty, Jada as Prince, and Viv as Patsy. Them three just didn't work. All the others outshined them all. They done well. They performed. But my definitely top two for this one was Trinity and Monet for me. But then Viv only having one question. What was that all about? As I said, was it because she didn't get enough funny jokes? So next up, we had part two of Snatch Game. So two, we'll call this a Snatch Game. We had Viv playing Nan from Catherine Tate. Then we had Evie as the Boogeyman. We had Trinity as Leslie Jordan. We had Jada as Lady Chalice. I can't even say it, apologies. Shay as Jay Alexandra. Raja as Dina and Shay as Martin Lawrence. We had Jinx as Judy Garland. Was that right? Is it Judy Garland? Yeah, it is. I had to think then. Right, so let's go for it. The Viv with Nan. I think Rue really struggled to understand what Viv was saying in the beginning, having two sheets behind him with Guinness and all that. I think Viv had a concept with this. She was wanted to go the right way, but my thing was she looked like Nan. She had the right attitude, but where was the Nan lines? Where was a, what a load of old shit, or what a fucking liberty, or you came out to see me, have you? You came to see me, have you? Where was that? There was no Nan there. It was Viv playing an old woman. I got it. I just think it flopped a little bit. And Evie as the boogeyman. Do you know what? I love the concept of this, how she came up with this made-up character. Well, we all know what the boogeyman is, a myth, it's a legend, but she put it into her own thing. It wasn't where she wanted it to go, but it went another way that I think worked really, really well for her. Played as very sexy, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very seductive, flowing boogeyman. I absolutely loved it. She had some funny lines as well when interacting with the other queens. Trinity as Leslie Jordan. That bit where she's on her knees and she said, can someone give me a boost up? That was absolutely spot on. The way Trinity interacted with queens as well was amazing. It was funny. She had the look right. The way she'd done like on her knees, being small, that's spot on. Jokes were amazing. Trinity was definitely a front runner in this episode, part two of Snatch Game. Jada, I didn't get it. I get who she was playing, but to me, it just read Jada. It didn't read anything else. All I kept hearing was Jada's voice. There was no characteristics. It was just Jada in another wig and dress. I didn't get anything else from her. Same with Prince. I just read Jada in it. I got the look from Prince, but on both sides, no characteristics. I think Jada really, really struggled in the Snatch Game. I really, really did. Then we move on to Shay as Jay Alexandra. This was spot on. The way he interacted with Rue, the jokes, the laughs, the bitchiness was Jay Alexandra to a T. She done very, very well in this, and it was amazing character to play. Really a bit better than her first episode. So, yeah, I love Shay in this. It was spot on. She done okay, and the look was amazing. So, Raja as Dina Franklin. Was it Dina Franklin? I think it was. Sorry. Apologies if I said that wrong. Look, we know Raja is a makeup artist. The look was amazing. It was spot on. It was brilliant. And purple mittens. It had me chuckling. She was completely spot on to Dina. Her personality, the way she talks, the look. It was brilliant. Shay as Martin Lawrence. I got it. I didn't really know who the character was. It was okay. It was had some few jokes there, but I think this was a safe bet again. It coasted by for me. And then we had Jinx as Judy Garland. Do you know what? This was absolutely spot on. I don't think Jinx could have done a character any better than she'd done Judy Garland. And the way she had the jokes, like saying, was I meant to see something dirty? Things like that. That the Martin, the Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin sandwich was amazing. Snorting line of coke off his cock. That had me giggling. The singing intervals where she kept pulling up the wire of the mic was amazing. And the way as well she shouted out to Dave from her season, that was absolutely amazing. Because we know Dave felt really guilty, thought he killed Judy Garland. And that was amazing. The judges couldn't take their eyes off of Jinx either. And the other queens, you noticed towards the end, they kept breaking character because Jinx was so, so funny. So to me, Jinx was amazing in this one. My front two runners were Trinity and Jinx. They just couldn't keep a straight face with Jinx. And it was amazing. So yeah, my front two for this were definitely Jinx and Trinity. So getting back into the workroom, What Viv said about Jinx, though, was absolutely true. What she done on Snatch Game, especially with Judy Garland, was an absolute masterclass, not just for Snatch Game, but for comedy and impersonations completely. We know Jinx is absolutely amazing at doing impersonations, portraying characters. And what Viv said was absolutely right. Also, what I love is the conversation between Raja and the Viv and all the other queens that saying that it was nice to see something from Raja that was different, because it's true. We all thought Raja was just going to come back as a fashion queen, doing her same old normal stuff, fashion, makeup, look and things like that. So it's true. It was nice really to see that Raja can do something else and how she has developed. The chat between as well, Malay Exchange and Jinx regarding strategy. Jinx is 100% right. They should be playing on that strategy, focusing on the top queens that have the most legend star. We need to get rid of them, or we need to block them, shall I say. They need to be blocked to stop them getting any further and winning, getting that top four. It's a competition. This is how Drag Race should be done. It is amazing how they've come up with this idea of the legend star, but I also think it's going to affect some queens getting into the top four that are going to be more deserving. But we will see how this goes along. Then of course we got onto the runway, and it was a pleather theme that we done. So pleather was the theme, and you know what, most of these looks were actually really, really, really amazing. I loved them all. So let's start off with the... Sorry, I got a little bit sidetracked there. Let's start off then with the guest judge walking onto the stage, or sitting there, shall I say. She looked very, very uncomfortable. I don't know if it was just the outfit she was wearing or the way she was dressed, that it was very restricting. But was it me, or did she look very, very uncomfortable there? But anyway, let's move on to the runway. First up, we had Monet Exchange. Do you know what? That look was amazing. The color of it matched her skin tone. The pleather was amazing. The big bow and the way she'd done the abs to make it look like a goddess statue, a Greek statue, was amazing. And of course, Evie. I love this look, the way she went. She went with a pleather anime fantasy. The look was good, and I read anime from it, and it was really fun. But the thing I found, it was very loose and very not fitting. It didn't look tailored. It looked like it was something brought from a Party City store, shall I say. That's how it came across. But I did love the look, don't get me wrong. Raja, I love this look. Absolutely, the red and blue pleather really fit in, really looked nice, really worked together. The only thing I have to critique on this one was the wig. The hair didn't look right. There could have been more there. She could have done something completely different. It just looks like she keeps using her own hair over and over again and not using any wigs. Is it me seeing this, or is it am I being right there? Let me know in the comments below. So Trinity went for like a puffer jacket look. And you know what? I absolutely loved this look 100%. It worked really well. The puffer sleeves, the way it all combined, the wig matched, the dress matched, the shoes. There was nothing that didn't look like it didn't belong there. Then we move on to the Viv. The Viv wear this lovely, gorgeous red pleather look with the massive shoulder pads, the red cap, the platform shoes as well, with the wet dew black wig. The makeup was perfect. I absolutely loved this look from Viv, but we all know Viv, she knows how to style herself. This was very well built, very well made. The look was amazing, so I absolutely loved this. So then we move on to Jinx. Jinx gave us a bit of Disney, didn't she? She gave us a bit of XXX Disney vibes. Like bondage fantasy. In all fairness, when she walked out, she reminded me of an ugly sister from Cinderella. But I loved the look. It looked very well. It was very Jinx. I'd like to see some different hair on Jinx, though. She's doing a lot of redheads. I know that's her look, but switch it up a little bit. The redhead worked with this, but I did love this absolutely. And then we move on to Jada. I absolutely loved Jada's look. I love this look 100%. It read very leather matrix look. And she actually reminded me of Jada Smith. Is it Jada Smith? Will Smith's other half. And she gave me that character, Naomi, from Matrix. And it was spot on. She could really do, be a stand-in for Jada Smith on the Matrix. So then we had Shea Clay doing it like a Catwoman, Tim Burton sort of look. I liked the look. It was very like opposite to Catwoman because it was white. I liked it. The only thing I had to critique on this really was the face mask. The face mask looked very unfinished. It didn't read to into the same outfit. It looked very loose. It looked very baggy. It didn't fit. And then, of course, we move on to the top two. So, of course, top two were Jinx and Trinity. So, of course, Jinx got a legendary legend star. But, of course, because Trinity was blocked last week, she could not receive a legendary legend star. So she had a win, but she didn't get that legend star. So, unfortunately, she's still where she was last week. Let's go to lip sync. Well, I think it was, rumor has it from by Adele. Jinx gave me real Adele vibes, that look. I know it's back to her Judy Garland outfit, but with a different bottoms. But she played that very well to being an Adele style. She put a little bit of comedy in it, not too much. Whereas Trinity, that look for the lip sync, it didn't look right. It looked very messy. It looked very like, what can I quickly slap on and get on? But did you guys notice as well that Trinity actually lost her wig during the lip sync, but they edited it out? I want to know why they edited it out. Is it because they don't want the queens being portrayed as unpolished or anything like that? And the way Trinity performed this song, it didn't fit. She was trying to do too many stunts and shenanigans and too dancey. That's not really that sort of thing. But overall, we know that Jinx won this episode. So she got the fate of the golden plunger. Well, the platinum plunger. I say it's golden because it looks more golden than it is platinum. But Jinx won this and her $10,000. So that means Jinx can block someone. We all know that Jinx's strategy was to block one of the two with the legendary legend star. And she stuck to that. Of course, she must see Shea Calais as more of a threat than Monet Exchange. So she blocked Shea Calais. And Trinity's reaction with that, ha, had me in stitches. But I'm interested in to see what happens next, because this is going to get very fun. I'm a bit peeved still that Jinx is getting a lot and lot of airtime, whereas a lot of the other queens are not, like Viv. We're not getting much of Viv on here, are we? So I'm hoping that she comes through a bit later on. But anyway, that's my thoughts on episode 2 of season 7 All Stars, All Winners. Let me know what you think in the comments below. And of course, I will be back in a couple of days. I'm going to get episode 3 up before we get episode 4 on Monday. I'm going to hopefully try and release that on Sunday for episode 3. So then Monday, episode 4 is there and ready to go. So sound off down below. Let me know what you thought of this week's episode of Snatch Game, episode 2. And I'll see you next week. And until next time, peace out. This podcast is sponsored by God Save the Tea. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok for your daily tea and daily shade. Find the link in the description below.